Hey, thanks for coming back for part two of Kindness from the Inside Out. My name's Trina. I am talking with Coach Kesta about kindness and the benefits it has from the inside out. When we left off, we were discussing positive self-talk and self-care and having a support person that you can rely on. Going back to reaching out to someone, we were saying words are powerful. So vent, but then know when to turn that venting into the positive. I mean, don't let it, the negativity beget negativity. You want to make sure you're like, okay, that's the problem. That's out. Now, what can we do to make it better? And if you are connected with that person that just helps you wallow in that, you might want to redirect.
Absolutely.
Because that's not the goal here. I mean, like we said, talking and getting things out, that's one thing. But knowing when to start putting those positive spins, that's another.
Absolutely. That's correct. You don't want that negativity upon negativity. You really want that person in your life to be honest with you and say, yes, I see what you're talking about. I understand. Okay, here's our issue. Here's the problem. Here are some suggestions on how you can deal with that and move on. Deal with it and then move on. Don't wallow in that, because staying in that wallowing isn't going to help you. If in fact, it's going to make things worse. So yeah, hopefully you can find, if you don't have that person, you can find that person that will be honest with you, but not in a mean way. They have to do it in a nice, positive, loving way. It can be direct. Direct is okay, but as long as it's delivered with love and positivity.
One of my favorite things about connecting with people is finding those people that are very truthful with you. What I love is someone that knows how to be honest. There is a difference between honesty and brutal honesty.
Yes, there is.
Honesty can be delivered kindly. We've been talking about kindness, and it can be done with compassion. And it can be done in a way that isn't clouding something good.
Absolutely. You hit that so on the head right there. Because we don't always want someone to disagree with us.
Mm-mm.
That's not going to get us where we necessarily need to be. But then also, we need to find that person, again, that can be honest with us, but deliver that with such compassion and love and concern for you, that they truly want to see you succeed. They want to see you grow. They want to see you get out of this negativity that you're in and see you grow and be more in a positive state so that you can be more successful, whatever that means to you, mm-hmm. that you can be more kind to yourself or to others. Because it can be so hard to hear the truth. It can't, even when it's delivered kindly. But just remember that this person is doing this out of love for you. You've reached out and they're doing this out of love for you. And be open to hear, because we have to be open to receive this as well. And sometimes it can be hard to hear the truth, even though I think sometimes we know deep down what that truth is. We may already know it, but hearing it sometimes can be very difficult for mm-hmm. us. So yes, so to the person who's delivering the truth, do it please in kindness and out of love, because your friend here is needing you and they're reaching out, and that's very difficult to recognize, I need help. So when someone is reaching out to you, be sure to, yes, always deliver the truth, because that's what they're seeking, but do it in such a kind, loving, compassionate way.
You can be a disservice to someone and even yourself when you're not sharing the truth. And if you are that person that needs to say something to someone else, but you're not sure, take some time and go back to the writing. How can I say this to someone where they're going to receive it the way it needs to be received?
Absolutely. And I've done that myself. I've had people reach out to me or deliver some news, and I'm like, okay, how am I going to respond to this? And I take a moment, because I don't want to respond in a way that they're going to take it the wrong way. And I want to make sure that I'm being honest and I'm sharing it out of love and respect for this individual. So it truly, I take a moment. I will write it out, kind of my response, and then read it out loud, because I need to be able to hear, okay, mm-hmm. how is this, I mean, even though maybe this is in a text message perhaps or through a messenger app or something, But I want to be able to see how, I want to know how it hears. What am I hearing? What am I hearing this properly? Is this going to come, how is this going to come across to this individual? And I like to always kind of start out with something positive. You know, for example, if it were you and I, if you had come to me with a problem, Trina, I would be like, Trina, I am so thankful that you reached out to me, that you trust me with this situation that you're dealing with. And I'm sorry that you're dealing with this, but I do want to help. And here's some advice I would give you. And remember, I would deliver that advice and then say, I am here. So however I can help you through this, let me know, you know, something like that. That way you start with some positivity. You deliver the truth in a kind way, and then you're following up with some positivity as well. So that way, the first and the last, because that message that you have to deliver with truth, sometimes will be hit kind of hard, and that may be all they kind of remember. So if you can start out with some kindness, end it with some extra kindness, that way it softens that a little bit for them.
Like a truth sandwich.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that at all. And like you did say, reread what, you know, you're going to deliver, because especially when you're in the heat of a moment or in a hurry, you might not realize how something is going to come across to someone, especially when they're in a panic state or stressed out. So definitely take time to reread, pause. If you have to wait, it's okay. That's better than making a very clumsy
response
that you can't fix later.
Absolutely. Take that time. I much rather would have someone take a moment and really think out their response to me than to rashly send me a response. I've had both. And it's like, it does take you back. You're like, oh. Mm-hmm. And it can come across the wrong way. And that may not be that person's intent at all. You know, maybe they were in a hurry, or maybe I know I've misread messages, you know, the intent of it before. I think we all have. We're human. That's just how we are. And especially in the busy lives that we lead, it's easy to, get in that rush, read a message really quick and possibly take offense to something that was said when it was truly not intended that way at all for you. So, so the sender needs to take a moment, make sure whatever they're sending, you know, is appropriate. And then also the receiver, make sure when you're reading that you are calm. Because I know if I'm had a bad moment or something had happened and I'm just frazzled and I read something, you know, I'm reread it before you pass judgment.
Yes. And hopefully you've got a relationship with that person where you can ask, wait, am I reading this right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen, and I'm fortunate enough to have this confidant in my life that I can go, hey, why I'm feeling like this with what you said, and they can respond with, oh no, sorry, this is what I meant, or here, you're being too sensitive, da 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 da, which is fine. I would rather clear that up so we can move on and deal with the deeper issue.
Absolutely. You don't want that clouding the deeper issue that you're you've reached out for help for. That just makes it worse, actually. So if you can just deal with that right away, move on, and then deal with that issue that you or your friend, whoever is needing that help.
Know yourself too. Like for me, when it comes to the messaging, I know if I have woken up out of a deep sleep or even a light rest, I need to wait until I'm fully awake to respond to someone. I don't care if it's happy birthday. I have said the silliest things, being groggy, or they'll come across grouchy when I don't mean them to. So I'm like, I am not messaging anyone when I just wake up. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you kind of know your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Know yourself. I know for me, first thing, you know, when I first wake up, I don't even look at my phone when I first wake up. My phone isn't even in my bedroom. It is charged in another room. I don't even keep it in the same room as me when I'm sleeping. And so I get up, I kind of start my day. And then after a while, I'll reach for my phone, you know, check it before I leave for work. And I also don't like to check it right before I go to bed, because when I'm getting ready for bed, I want to be calm. I want to be relaxed. And so my phone gets turned off. So my friends know that, you know, after a certain point, I'm probably not going to respond. You know, so if it's urgent, you just understand, I just didn't see your message, because I know I need to be calm before I go to bed so I can get a good night's sleep. And also, I don't want to see something and then I don't want to respond in a negative way.
Talking with Coach Kesta about kindness and how it can be delivered in so many different ways. Kindness and truth are very important. We're talking about also knowing when to send messages and knowing your strengths and weaknesses. I know several people that will even put their phone on airplane mode so they don't get those interruptions. And I think because we live in this day and age where everyone is accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it is imperative to know when to pause. And like you said, put the phone in the other room. The people that care about you and understand you the most are going to receive that well. They're not going to be offended because you did not drop what you were doing to respond, LOL. It's okay.
Absolutely. And also, it's respectful to those that are with you at that moment.
Exactly.
Because we can be so wrapped up. As you said, we're accessible 24/7, so we get so wrapped up and we don't realize we've been on our phone for an hour and we've been home and our spouse or our children are there and they're needing our attention. They're wanting to talk about their day, perhaps, and, you know, trying to sit around the dinner table and have dinner if that's what you do. But if you're constantly on your phone, you're not connecting with them. So out of kindness for your family and to have that time together, yeah, take a little bit of time. Put the phone away.
Absolutely. Kindness is important. We need more of it in the world. What else do you want to say about kindness as we wrap up?
I just think I want to wrap up with just remember that being kind to one another is imperative. It's for you and for those around you. We live in a world that has a lot of negativity. We hear a lot about it, and we are accessible 24/7. So it can be difficult to shut some of this stuff out, but we really need to remember to kind of take the blinders off, because we do get wrapped up in our own little worlds. And maybe there's someone who has been right in front of you all this time that's really needed you, or perhaps you've really needed them, but because you've had your blinders on, you haven't been able to remove those blinders and see that need is there. So just taking that moment and that time to look around you and see, is there someone in need, or is there something that I need from this individual? Maybe they can help me with whatever I need at this time.
Well, you're right. We do get those blinders on, and it's something also very important to remember. Everyone is going through something.
All the time. We do not know what someone is going through. We do not know what our coworkers are going through. Yeah, we spend a lot of our time together with our coworkers day in and day out every week, but we don't really always know what people are struggling with. You know, they may have a child that has a severe illness. They may have a spouse that they're dealing with an illness, or they've been in a wreck and they've been off work. So that hurts them financially. You just don't ever know the whole realm of what's going on in someone's life. So maybe if that person, because we've all encountered, whether it's at work or in the store, maybe someone was a little short with us or something. Don't always take it personally. Mm-hmm. And I have to remind myself of that too, that just because someone was a little short with me, that doesn't mean that it was directed towards me. They may be going through something else. They may have a million other things on their mind, and you had just interrupted that for the moment, and they're trying to respond to you quickly because maybe you need an answer to something. Maybe it wasn't delivered in the kindest way, but at least you got your answer. But just remember that we don't always know what is going on in everyone's life. So just instead of responding to something that was maybe come across the wrong way, just take a deep breath, step back, and just walk away.
And that's your opportunity to deliver kindness to them.
Absolutely.
You know, that they might desperately need in that moment.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. It can be popular to be negative and dwell on negativity, but when you start learning how to turn that around, it's going to make a difference in your life and someone else's. Yes. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.